What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two. Sharon Asakawa back. So nice to see Sharon's smiling face sitting in for Tiger Palafox. Tiger is back this week. Still problems with Facebook. So we will move onward and upward. Figure that out later on. And I think I did make a mistake last hour telling you the replay was on AM 760. It is indeed on AM 740. That's AM 740. For those in Southern California that want to hear the show again or perhaps missed segments of the program. Okay, that said, you can still reach us by phone at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. This moment of silence brought to you by Milorganite.
Well, I was just reading an email from Steve Godo, who we were talking about Momotaro tomatoes.
Right.
And he was talking about some improved ones that he says are fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll have to learn a little bit about those. But he also mentioned that he could see 2 acres of you-pick tomatoes for a cash crop at my house, at my new home. So thanks for the recommendation, Steve. I'll consider it.
Very seasonal cash crop.
Well, those would be the best kind, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Hey, John, can we quickly talk about what you brought me this morning? And then we're going to move on with what Sharon's brought in this morning. Because you guys teased me for a long time about my love for carnations. Because I never see carnations anymore. I don't see them, you know, whether it's in somebody's front yard, backyard, florist, whatever. And you actually brought me some carnations this morning. After all this time of teasing me about carnations are old-fashioned, nobody wants them anymore, you don't even see the carnation ice cream. You know, I really, you guys really gave it to me, but you were so nice to bring me. Let's talk about what you brought me that I need to plant today.
Well, even Tiger pointed out to you that carnations are, as Sharon would say, mendokusai.
That's right.
Which is Japanese for too much trouble to grow, because they don't, to get the florist carnations, you need to have a string system, and because the stems are too weak to hold them up.
Right. So, it's just not worth it for growers to go through all that trouble. And if they did, the price would be too high? Is that it?
Well, for growers in the United States, yeah. Still grow them in South American countries, right, and ship them up here because the cost is much less. So what breeders have been doing is working on carnations with shorter stems, but still the carnation flower. And what you, I'm sure, remember is the carnation fragrance. So
absolutely.
So what I brought you are small plants, little plugs, and I even brought you a pot because I know you're always looking for pots.
Love pot. Never. I just had to throw a pot away the other day because of crack in it. So thank you.
So yeah, so you can put them in there and you put them all in one. I think I got you some assorted colors. And the nice thing about these is they'll stay nice and compact. But
now, what about keeping the stems up?
You won't have to worry about it because these have been bred with short stems that are going to
Okay, thus
stand
the,
up on their own.
Thus the return of the carnation.
There you go.
Okay, so, and also the dwarf tomatoes, and that got us off on that tomato talk last hour. Okay, so that's...
You know, I also brought Sharon something else that we didn't talk about, but I brought her some yellow geraniums, and we still have those available for sale if anybody wants to.
Right, go to GardenAmerica.com for the store. We're selling still... Are we sold out of anything?
We were sold out of several tomatoes, but... We just got a new shipment in from Alice up in Oregon of grafted liners, which I put into pots, and they'll be available for sale in a week. So everything is back in stock. Okay. You know, the one tomato, I don't think you've ever tried this one, Sharon, but the one that we sold out of right away this year was Aunt Jenny's Purple.
Oh, that sounds really nice, because if it's a dark tomato, you know how I love dark tomatoes.
Well, this one, there's been some debate over whether or not it tastes better than Brandywine. And a lot of people are saying that it has, that it's comparable, if not better than Brandywine. But, again, we have very few of those left. I think we're under, there's under 20 left now for the whole rest of the season. So if you do want Aunt Jenny's Purple, you need to order that one right away.
Any email questions, John?
Nope, just an email comment from Rochelle.
Probably, but... Our Facebook feed, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It says building a new house. How exciting!
Well, that's a lot is said there,
right?
In that
right.
one little comment,
kind of an intimation of glad you're doing it, not me.
Right, exactly. And again, for those on, that were trying to tune in on Facebook, a lot of comments. We thank you. We did our best. It's not going to happen this week, but we will be back again next week. My board will have the modules put back. We should be back up and running, Tiger back. So. We'll pick up the pieces there. But in the meantime, what I thought I would do, Sharon, is I would videotape what you are doing and then later on put it on our Facebook page.
What a great idea.
So I'll just use my phone as you discuss and talk about what you're doing on the radio. Now, for the purpose of what we're talking about, this is more or less for the opening of the Snapdragons.
I know you're joking about
that. I like to call them snapdragons.
Right, right. Well, these are actually bird of paradise. Bird of paradise belonging to the Strelitzia genus, native of South Africa. So, you know, in California or like climates, bird of paradise is a spectacular plant to grow in your garden. But if you can't, you can also buy these at your local florist. The flowers themselves, also known as crane flowers, are very expensive as a
We had a huge bird of paradise plant outside our front door growing up as a kid. I mean, huge. Over two stories high.
Now, there's a cash crop, John. Bird of paradise flowers.
You know...
You think?
Oh, yeah, because they sell for about $4 to $6 retail.
Wow.
Well, I was thinking about Protea.
That's another great one.
What do you think would be better?
Well, it'd probably be... easier with Bird of Paradise, I think, initially to get them started. But Proteus would be fantastic. Of course, that's another plant that does well in arid conditions and even fires. It's one of the first plants to rebloom since you're in a fire zone.
Well, that's funny you mention that because some plants, and Protea being one of them, actually require smoke for the seeds to germinate.
Right.
So I don't think I'm going to start from seed, so it would be nice just not to have any smoke around my property. But I think if I do put it in a cash crop, I'm going to do something that requires very little water. And Protea would be one of those, and dragon fruit another. So there's a few things to think about. My wife also heard that there's some kind of tax advantage you get if you have llamas.
You know, I think you're right, because Bruce had a couple of clients who had hired him to do landscaping for their yards, and they were
So what's
keeping,
the reason, Sharon? Why? Why?
Llamas.
What is the tax benefit of having llamas? That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we can find out.
You know, I'm sure somebody knows. Give us a call at 855- 424-9825. Let's see if somebody knows out there. Or email John at GardenAmerica.com. I told John he should get peacocks for a burglar alarm system.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Those are horrible.
It's a good security system. You'll know when somebody's coming up your
Can
walk.
Can you tell that I live close to a
yes.
peacock? Yes.
Well, I heard that llamas also chase coyotes.
Really?
Yeah, so I was thinking that would be good to keep coyotes off the property.
Then you could get your chickens back.
But then I thought, then somebody told me, why do you want to get rid of the coyote? Why would you want to keep the coyotes off? And I said, well, why not? And they said, you're going to have all kinds of rabbit problems. You want the coyotes to come and get those rabbits. And I was
thinking, know, we have rabbits in our area. Mm-hmm. And I noticed when we first moved in, there were a lot of them. And then we didn't see too many more. And there are coyotes that come in from the upper areas of this. It's sort of a, it's not a canyon, but it's kind of a desolate area. But now we're seeing more rabbits again.
Well,
so I don't know. I don't know what
after
happened.
The rainy season.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot.
But there's
rabbits.
A lot of rabbits. But you're right. Yeah.
So shall I talk a little bit more about the bird of paradise?
I'm gonna get my phone set up here. My video. You start talking, and then I will. Do you want me to bring you the plant?
Yeah. We also have Tiger on the phone. So I don't know if you want to take that before we go to Sharon.
Let's take. Well,
let's
absolutely.
Because if Tiger is running,
yeah.
Let's go to Tiger. Bring up Tiger live on the phone. Tiger, are you there, my friend?
Hi, Tiger.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Sharon.
Hey, Tiger. Good to see you. We hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you guys perfectly.
Okay. Well, tell us what's going on. And we got to. You know what? Hey. Wouldn't you know? Got to go to a break. That's what the music is signifying.
Right.
Tiger, stay with us. You know how this works. We'll come back with Tiger Palafox, get an update on the marathon. Do stay with us. It is 60 minutes after the hour. After that, we'll go to Sharon's demonstration. And from there, who knows? It is Garden America. Sharon Asakawa, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco taking a break. Coming right back.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 21 minutes after the hour. Thank you for being right there, putting up with what's been going on this morning as far as Facebook. Anyway, john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments, or 855-424-9825. Sharon Asakawa sitting in for Tiger Palafox, right next to John Begnasco. But just before the break, we did get a call. Hopefully he's still there. Tiger Palafox, who is running a marathon here in Southern California. Tiger, hopefully we've got a good connection, and we are back to you. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you guys perfectly fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us what's going on to fill us in and where things stand right now on this Saturday morning.
So I'm not just running a marathon. I'm running the Ragnar. I started in Huntington Beach, and I've got a team of 12 people, and we've been running straight in relay format. And right now we are near Torrey Pines State Beach, and we're going to finish off in Seaport Village. It's 188 miles. We each have certain legs of it. So I ran a 10-mile section, a 4-mile section, and a 5-mile section, not all at once, kind of broken up so far. But and we just have these vans, and we drive to the next spot. Next person gets out. They tag team, and then they just keep going on. And we're just moving our way down the coast. We've been running all through the night, sleeping in the van and kind of working our way down to Seaport Village.
Okay, that was my next question. It's 9:22 in the morning. You're already at Torrey Pines. What time did you guys leave Huntington Beach?
We left yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So we went through the city of Huntington and through the area up there and then down in through, you know, the Oceanside along the coast and then did a little bit of San Marcos area. And, you know, then we're coming back out here to the coast and working our way down.
What is your estimated time of arrival at Seaport Village?
So we should be getting into Seaport Village around probably 2 p.m., is what we're planning on right now. Yeah, still a little ways to go, still a little bit of running to do, but we're having a good time. And it's fun because right now I'm in Torrey Pines and wildflowers are blooming and everything's green. I ran along this trail in San Marcos that was just absolutely beautiful, and then we get to run along the water. It's a really fun day. It's a little warm for running, but we're having a good time.
And John wishes he was with you running. John's in great shape. John's in tip-top shape.
I was going to use John as a substitute for me on our team, but, you know, he said somebody's got to do the show. So
that's true.
He wasn't able to do it, but he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, we can tell he really wants to.
You know, until Tiger got to the part where he was describing the running by the ocean and the through the flower fields and things like that, all I was picturing was sweat and exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, why in the world would anyone do that? But you did put another spin on that that makes sense.
Did you want to say something to Sharon Tiger? I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to say thank you very much for filling in for me this morning, allowing me to get out here and be able to participate. This is a great thing, you know, that they put on and raises a lot of money for different organizations. But thank you very much, Sharon, for getting in there for us.
Oh, you're most welcome. I do have one question for you. Is there a Ragnarette team? Women?
A Ragnar what?
A Ragnarette team of women runners?
Oh, there's a ton of teams. There's 700 teams. Some of them are just women. Some of them are mixed women and men. Some of them, we have a team of 12. Some of them are just teams of six. So each person has to run quite a bit longer distance. It's a pretty amazing event.
And
a lot of really impressive athletes here.
well done. We're proud of you.
I wish you would have told Brian and I ahead of time, because we would have put together our team of 144.
Yeah, and run 100 yards apiece.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing you next week, Tiger. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, my friend. There he goes. Tiger Palafox, the Torrey Pines area of San Diego right now, from Huntington Beach, heading downtown to Seaport Village. They got a ways to go, but I was very impressed when he said, well, we're in Torrey Pines. And I'm thinking, what time did you start? I thought you started at 5 o'clock this morning. No, they started yesterday. So they're not in a hurry. They just want to do it.
Well, yes, but then I'm presuming then that they're running through the evening hours, too.
Oh, yeah.
Taking turns.
Right, and sleeping
in the van.
They're sleeping, too, yeah. So they're inching their way down.
I wonder what they're doing for nutrition. I mean, do you bring, like, energy bars with you?
They've got it all figured out.
Do you stop off at places? I don't know.
You should have asked those questions while we had them on.
You
missed your opportunity.
Well, maybe I'll call in next week.
Call the show.
Yeah. Or just email John at GardenAmerica.com.
I'll try
to answer your question on air. So what did you bring today? You were going to tell us a little bit about these birds of paradise.
Let's set this up first, and then we'll take a break, come back, and we'll videotape it so we can load it on Facebook.
Okay.
So let's set this all up before the break.
Okay, so I mentioned the fact that bird of paradise flowers are very expensive, so you'll want them as a cut flower to last as long as possible indoors, and I have a real easy tip for people to be able to do that.
Now, as I mentioned, when I grew up, we had a huge bird of paradise tree outside of our front door. And I remember in my earliest childhood memories, my grandfather had come to town to go sport fishing.
Yeah.
And we were just in the process of planting the bird of paradise.
Okay.
So they brought all these fish in. They dug a huge hole, and they just threw these fish in, these dead fish, in this huge hole. They planted the bird of paradise.
And the bird of paradise loved it?
It took off like you can't believe. I didn't know what they were doing. I just remember them throwing fish in there. They didn't even cut them up. And said, this will be good. This is good fertilizer. And that thing grew 30, 40, 50 years.
Wow.
And it was huge right outside our front door. And it was beautiful. These are huge.
Yeah, they get huge.
When we videotape this and I post it on Facebook, you'll be able to see. What's the best way to keep these going in a vase? What is that something?
Well, that's what she's going to tell us.
Yeah,
okay, that's the tease. And now what else did you bring to you? You've got other flowers.
Oh, I brought a cyclamen plant and I'm going to just show you a real simple way to keep that plant going because it is a tuberous plant, so it will go dormant at some point during the year, but you can keep it going a lot longer. Like I've had this one blooming since September.
So not to panic when it goes dormant.
Right, right. And don't throw it away. A lot of people have done that thinking they killed it.
You know, why do you look at me like that, John? Because John thinks I threw away. What do you think I threw away?
Well, I gave you a cyclamen that I had rescued from the road. It was a little tiny liner. And Brian always sends me pictures of what's in his yard, but he's never sent me a picture of that. So I don't believe it's still alive.
I think it died.
I think you threw it away.
No, I think it died. You know what?
You threw away your Velthemia too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. How many things are we talking about here? How many plants are we talking? I rarely kill something and rarely do things die.
I know, but when it goes dormant, you think it's dead.
No, yes, I know. I know the difference.
That's the point.
I know the difference between dormant and dead, but I may not, if it's a plant that I've never grown.
That's right.
Then I may get a little concerned about its future health.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that cyclamen are, you know, are tuberous perennials.
Now, cyclamen, isn't that what they used to put in soft drinks like Fresca, and that was outlawed? Or was that cyclamates? I'm sorry.
On that note.
Okay, break time. We're going to take a break. Sharon's going to come back. We're going to talk about how to keep things alive in a vase, bird of paradise in particular. So do stay with us. Love to hear from you. John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments. You can also pick up the phone like Ed did last hour. And Tiger, for that matter, at 855-424-9825. We are coming right back with Sharon Asakawa here Saturday with Garden America. Stay with us.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for being right there. I should have mentioned earlier, you could still ask us questions on Facebook if you're on our Facebook page. That is always active and going whether or not we are streaming Facebook Live or not. So we do have a question we'll get to. I know we have somebody waiting on the phone. John's got an email question, a lot going on. But in the meantime, it's been so much ado, so without further ado. Yeah, a lot of ado this morning. Sharon's here for a quick demonstration. So, Sharon, you can begin to talk. I'm going to grab my my phone. I'm going to videotape this and then post it later on Facebook so people can see exactly what you are talking about.
Okay, so one of the florist tricks that I learned years ago was if most of you out there know what a bird of paradise flower looks like, it has these beautiful orange petals and then the blue corolla, and it resembles the beak of a crane bird. And a lot of people think, well, when the bloom starts fading, that that's it for the life of the cut flower. But that's not true. What you can do is you go inside the beak here, and with your hands, or you can use a knife, but I just use my hands, carefully open up the beak all the way to the tip here, and you'll see that there's another crane bird in here. Just a beautiful bird of paradise flower. And you carefully lift it up with your fingers. Pull it out. And, you know, maybe it'll take you two or three to feel confident about doing this without destroying the flower itself. But once you take it out.
Practice on your neighbor's plant.
Well, usually there's plenty. And once you take it out, you can spread it apart. And you have another bird of paradise flower, right like that. And then what I like to do is I just take this corn husky yellow stuff and I just rip it off like that so that all you have are the more colorful flowering bracts.
Now that looks completely different and that is beautiful.
So there you go. And you can do this if the first flower looks fresh. You can do this with the second one, and then when you make your flower arrangement, it really adds an extra dramatic touch to it. But if you've got one like this one, where the flower is looking a little tired back here, you can take that off easily and then open up this beak again to get another one to replace it. Or sometimes, like this one, this one's a twin here, has one that probably won't open unless you actually encourage it by opening it up manually like that. You'll have to. Anyway, so that's the way you can extend the life of your bird of paradise flowers.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, you are talking about extending the lives of the flowers, and then Kathy from Neyland, California, sent in a question about rejuvenating old lilacs. And this is something that I question. I used to get in Michigan all the time, but not here too much.
Yeah.
And one of the tricks with rejuvenating old lilacs, and not losing the bloom from year to year is to go through and cut one-third of the lilac bush all the way to the ground. And then new branches will start to come up. The next year, go back and cut another third. And then the third year, cut out the final third. And so after 3 years, you have a completely new plant, and you've never lost any blooms in those 3 years that you've cut the plant back. So you can always enjoy your blooms, have a brand new plant, and there's really nothing to it. Lilacs sucker like crazy, so they are real easy to rejuvenate. Now, then we also had Lenore asking on Facebook about how to keep cyclamen blooming forever.
Now, Sharon, do I need to videotape this, or is this just information?
Oh, it's just information, okay. Really. So that's a really good question. I think we mentioned earlier that cyclamen are tuberous perennials, which means that their natural life cycle is that they go dormant at a certain part of the year. And usually, if it's an outdoor plant, usually it'll go dormant somewhere in the summer. And at that time, then you keep the plant barely moist. You don't want to water it too much, and eventually the leaves will come back again in the fall. This particular cyclamen that I have has been doing really well, and there's a couple things that you have to remember, Lenore. First of all, when you water, don't water overhead. Water at the base of the plant, otherwise you're going to have problems with rotting of the tuber. The other thing is that once the flower stem is spent, you will want to remove that flowering stem at the very base of the plant, because these are just the seed heads of the plant. If you don't pull it out at the base of the plant, then you'll notice that the stems themselves tend to rot, and you don't want that. So that's all you have to do. And if you keep that up, like I said, mine has been blooming since September, and it's still blooming now, but I can tell that probably in the next month or so, the leaves will start dying back. And again, with the yellowing leaves, you would do the same thing. You would pull off the leaves at the base of the plant. And if you do that, it'll last a while. And then when it does start to go dormant, then just withhold watering. Just keep that soil barely moist, and then it'll come back full force for you. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen forever. You may want to, maybe in several years, repot it. But as far as fertilizer is concerned, I either use a dilute fish emulsion or HB101. And I told you, John, that a lot of times, just because I don't have time, I am just using HB101 on everything from my orchids to my potted plants like the cyclamen.
You know, a lot of people look at the cyclamen as a florist plant, and the plant that you have there was obviously intended as that because it's in a nice 6-inch pot. But cyclamen hate being indoors. They just won't take the heat, and they're going to just collapse on you. But if you want them indoors, what you can do is put them outdoors in a covered patio and leave them out there until you want them indoors. For instance, if you're going to work during the day, put the plant outside and bring it back in at night when you want to look at it. Or keep it out during the night so that it gets some of the cool air, and then bring it in when you're having company.
That's a really good point, because cyclamen also cannot stand low humidity. And, of course, indoors, especially in the wintertime.
Everything's dry when you have your heater on.
Heater on. Or yeah. In the summer when you have your air conditioning on, they're not going to be happy at all. So I do.
We're talking about finicky.
They're not, if you know what to provide
you
for
them.
You
just have to learn how to care for them.
That's right. And so I keep mine by the front door as kind of a greeting for the guests, and it's just been very happy there.
Do you remember where you and I first saw cyclamen in the wild?
I was going to ask you if you remembered that.
Well, Croatia.
That's right.
Well, it was in the Slovenian Alps, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't too far off.
No,
yeah.
You were pretty close.
And we did find them, even though it was past season.
I don't know if it was past season for the cyclamen. It was past season for the hellebores.
What kind of conditions were there, though? The unusual conditions at that time to see them?
No.
No, it was perfect time of the year?
And they were fragrant.
Yes. Yeah. They were fragrant. And that's a good point, too, is that there are many, many native species of cyclamen that grow well in the Mediterranean or Croatian area. And the one that we saw that had a little tiny bloom on it, do you remember that? It was just
Yeah, that's really the one I was talking about.
And it was fragrant.
Right. They were really fragrant. And then I think the second place I saw them was in Lake Como. We were up in, I'm trying to think of the name of those gardens that were in, we were in Lake Como, the ones that we had to walk way up to the top. I don't know if you went up to those. Did you even go to Lake Como? You never went to Lake Como because you met us in France on that trip. I think Brian went with us, though.
Yeah. Both times I was there in Lake Como.
Yeah, but did you take the walk up to the top in those one gardens?
I went to all the gardens.
Because a lot of people didn't go to those.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about that big, we did that 2 years in a row, didn't we? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you went up both years?
We had the same tour guide both times.
We did.
The first year she was pregnant. The second year we said, oh, yeah, we had you last year. How's the baby? And she like looked at us like, how do you know?
Right.
Said, because you're the same tour guide, and that up at the top was the castle.
That's right. Yeah, the old castle.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We have one more segment. Thank you for hanging in there on this Saturday. Happy weekend to you for our friends on the East Coast and the rest. Good afternoon, if that's the case. 855-424-9825. Marilyn is standing by. Thank you for your patience. Also, if you want to ask a Facebook question, we're still logged on to Facebook. Tiger Palafox off, Sharon Asakawa, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for tuning in to Garden America.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay, we are back. I will try to put that video up as soon as I can on our Facebook page so you can watch and see Sharon as she did her demonstrations on the Bird of Paradise. And, boy, how long can you keep the cyclamen alive, Sharon? As long as you keep at it, right? It takes a little bit of, not a lot of work, but you just have to know what you're doing, right?
That's right. It is a tuberous perennial. So if you let it go dormant and then, you know, bring it back year after year, you should be doing all right.
It's like anything else. You do it a few times, you get the hang of it, it becomes second nature. Hey, let's go to the phones and a very patient Marilyn from San Luis Obispo. Marilyn, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Well, several things. I'm really glad to hear Sharon on the show again. She helped me so much in the past.
So nice to hear you again, Marilyn.
Well, years ago, you taught me how to propagate geraniums, taking three stems, dip them in root zone, plant them in the rain. So I'm doing that with... So I wondered if I can do that with John's yellow geraniums.
You can, but the yellow geraniums are a little, maybe fussier is a word, but they're not
finicky.
They're not finicky. They're just not quite as vigorous as regular geraniums. So you want to make sure that the climate is warmer than it would be for a regular geranium. You could do regular geraniums this time of year, but I think for the yellow geranium, I would probably wait till maybe the end of April to start doing that.
Mine right now are in pots, four of them. So, moving on, you were talking about lilacs. I was born in North Dakota, so we have lots of lilacs. And I have a couple here. I had a white one, but it died. I'm going to try what you said and cut it way down. Maybe it'll come back. And I wanted to say about the Birds of Paradise, my husband planted some 40 years ago, and we tried to dig some up. Don't try. Those roots are so deep.
Once they get established, you're right, Marilyn. You need, actually, my landscaping friends have taken jackhammers to divide, establish bird of paradise. That's the only way they would attempt it.
Oh, yeah. We've tried to dig them. I'll tell them I have a female gardener. I don't know if she can do that 3 hours a week. But moving on, I wondered, Brian was talking about the carnations. What was that name again?
The name of the carnations that John brought me?
You know, I don't remember the name. It's a dwarf carnation, and we got a couple other email questions from people asking me what
I'm not the only one who misses the carnation.
Yeah.
See, thank you.
Well, and then Steve from Simi Valley has been growing carnations for years, and it's a plant that he really likes, and he always supports Brian when we would tease him about the carnations. But you know what? I will try to find out the name when I go back to the greenhouse this week and see if I can find it.
Do you realize I could have upstarted a new trend here, John?
Yeah, now everybody's going to want to buy them on Garden America. Uh-huh. We might have to see if we can offer them.
Well, it's like you walked through my yard because most of the plants you spoke of today, I have. And I wanted also, John, to tell you how lovely your book is.
Thank you, Marilyn. Four?
I ordered four. Yeah, I wanted to order five, but they said you're only permitted to order four.
Oh, that was at the discounted price.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
yeah, they've raised the price back up, and you can order all you want now.
Okay, so they're beautiful pictures and lots of information.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. So I think I've covered everything. It's like you were walking through my yard because all these plants I have. So you had advised me to buy a rugosa. Well, not just me, on the air. I bought a rugosa rose, which I had not had before. Uh-huh. And I don't remember the name, but it smells so good. So.
A lot of those roses have just fantastic fragrances, the hybrid rugosas, and they're very hardy, and you probably heard us talk about it on the air, but by the seashore or coastal areas, they just thrive. So hopefully yours will do well.
Well, I don't match your number, but I probably have 30.
Well, you're on your way, Marilyn.
Well,
thanks so much.
Can't grow up in Pasadena without having roses.
Well, that's absolutely true. Thanks so much for your call. Okay, take care.
We do appreciate it. Just have another couple of minutes here before Sharon, before we say adieu to Sharon and you, John. But, of course, I think after today, we get Facebook back up and running. Even if Tiger's here, we'll get Sharon back with us.
You know, also, we got an email from Gail, who had gone to Italy with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the garden that we were trying to think of, and now I remember, is the Villa Serbelloni.
Okay.
Which was the one on top.
With a beautiful view of the lake.
Well, you could, when you got to the top, you could see where the lake divided.
Right.
And you could see both sides of
and
it.
And then Dana and I took a picture on the other side. We're behind us with the Swiss Alps.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That was spectacular.
Yep. Beautiful area. And, made the hike twice.
Yeah.
Quite a hike. Had a good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our trip to England this year.
Go to GardenAmerica.com for all that information, plus sign up for the newsletter.
Still one or two spots if you want to join us.
Sharon, just a couple of minutes here. Thank you so much. Sorry they couldn't see your pretty face today. But
like I told you, I'm relieved.
We'll get you back here, though, and even if it's the four of us, we'll arrange something and have a good time because people come and go, and it's nice to see you. And
I miss you guys. People,
they loved hearing you. They want to see you now next time. So those of you that went to your radios, again, somebody had a question about finding Biz Talk Radio, just go to GardenAmerica.com and click the link, I should say. It says Listen Live, and it will take you there. Also, all the archived shows are located there, too, as well. Any last things, Sharon, before the music starts playing?
Well, I was going to mention the fact that even though I'm not here with you guys most of the time, I do enjoy the newsletter that comes in every week from John. It makes me feel connected to you guys. And
very good.
Wonderful job.
Well, thank you so much. And, John, thank you for the entire crew. I want to thank the gang at Biz Talk Radio, Brandon, Zach, and Jeremiah keeping us on the air. Tiger Palafox, good luck on the rest of your marathon. John Begnasco, Sharon Asakawa, I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe. We will work on that Facebook problem, that issue, because after all, we do want to be seen, and we thank you for your patience. Till then, have a great week, and get growing America. Take care, and again, Sharon, thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.